Ladies, we are nearly at the end of our course, but of course the one thing we do not want is for that to be the end of your journey towards your ideal home, your ideal life, and hence continuity. So today we are having a look at progress. Progress is the most effective way to keep people going. When you feel you make progress, well, you're just motivated to continue. So more than anything else, progress ensures motivation and continuity. What we all wish for, of course, is that feeling of making sizable progress, preferably with minimum effort. Hopefully, you already had some of those experiences during the course in the last weeks. And if so, please remember that very elegant principle. If something works, do more of it. So, arguably, progress has been of the heart of every single lesson since we started Change Your Home, Change Your Life. But there is one aspect I would really like to highlight today, and that is your progress and others, and why that is important. Martha Beck, who is a very accomplished life coach, once used a very apt picture, that of a jigsaw puzzle. Imagine that you are doing a 5,000-piece jigsaw puzzle of, I don't know, the Chippendales or a litter of kittens or a flower, whatever. Now, suddenly, one piece in that 5,000-piece puzzle morphs into a different shape. Now, we have a situation. None of the surrounding pieces of that one piece fit any longer. So what do you do? Do you reshape change the shape of all the surrounding pieces? Do you reshape the one piece that changed its shape, or do you give up on the puzzle altogether? This, in a nutshell, is what happens when someone shifts. We are all part of complex and complicated social systems and interactions. And when you change, it will affect others. And here's the thing, not everyone will be thrilled about that, especially when you change by progressing. One should think that when you progress, that those who proclaim to like you or to love you are overjoyed and cheer you on. But that's not exactly how human nature works. Many people, out of fear, reject or at least resist change and transformation. And they lash back on those who bring it, especially if those people bring change by their own progress and thus involuntarily hold a mirror in front of those who do not progress. When you progress, and it's sad to say, but nevertheless, it's still true, especially when you progress as a woman, at one point, your nearest and dearest will send you the message in subtle or not so subtle ways that they like it better that you stayed how you were before. They might become angry, they might resort to emotional blackmailing, they might refuse to cooperate. And since progress is more often than not a linear affair, much like success is not a precise goal to reach, so progress can be messy. It can be a lot of one step forward, two step backwards, one another half step forward, two steps to the side, three steps forward, etc. And since that is the nature of progress, the person who is progressing is potentially in a vulnerable position. And when you get attacked often the reaction is to be either defensive or to feel guilty about the change you bring upon, or both. And then it's very easy to revert back to your old behavior, which is, of course, what the others want, because then things are as they always were. All the pieces of the puzzle are back in place, a due progress. So the elegant way to handle those reactions, because they will come, make no mistake, they will come. The elegant way is to understand that they are part of the progress, like with our last lesson where we discussed that setbacks are part of the progress. So, and of continuity of your journey, so will be reactions of others. So you don't counter-react, you don't lash back, but you listen, because that's what you owe the other person, if he or she is part of your life and you want them to stay that way. And then you find the space to reconnect to your truth. If it feels absolutely right, if you feel that the other person is right, well, then you do a U-turn and you start fresh, which in itself is progress, because now you know what works and what doesn't. Or maybe it feels partially right, then you change a little bit your direction. Or you feel that it has nothing to do with you at all, it's really the other person's story. And the best thing you can do for him, for her, for yourself, for the world, is to stick to your truth and to make it clear that this is the best you can offer. Standing your ground sometimes is the biggest gift you can give to the other person. And now this is where your home comes into the play once more, once again. The more you have created a physical environment, if you want, the more you have physically manifested, so to speak, the true foundation in your environment that really reflects who you are and who you want to be, the safer you will feel to anchor there and to reconnect to what's true for you. Does this make sense? So the environment will really help you to stand your ground. Then, if you have created already in your home the kind of environment for the kind of person you want to be and to become, then it will be easier for those around you to acknowledge, to understand who you are and what you do, hopefully even to accept your progress, even if sometimes the simple fact of creating a home of your own will trigger reactions. Just to give you one example, I remember someone once told me, but your cat bowls are of China, mine are of plastic. As if the world turned in the wrong way around, you know? So you will get reactions anyway. And it's important that when you create your home, that even when you get those kind of reactions of who do you think you are, because that is what it meant, that you know, that's who I am. That's my home. That are my rules. That is my truth. And I take it serious. So you better take it serious too. The third point is we have been discussing on how you want to create a home that reflects the vision of your ideal home, your ideal life, meaning a home that is already up to a certain degree reflecting your future. And that kind of home that is already set, at least partially, in your ideal future, that will nudge you on the way towards it. It will hopefully be a much stronger influence than toxic remarks of your aunt, uncle, snooty cousin, or whoever. During the whole trajectory of Change Your Home, Change Your Life, you have come back again and again and again to your vision of your ideal home and life, to your vision, which demands, I'm sure you noticed, a certain practice and dedication and courage. So everything we have been doing so far aims at you creating a home that is true to your true self, which is the foundation of true progress. Based on all this, let's come to today's exercise. It's a simple way to strengthen your progress and your position towards others with the help of your home. Make sure that everything in your home, which is either a gift or an heirloom, is something you absolutely adore. In other words, don't allow others to take up space in your home and your life if it isn't right for you, because it undermines your energy, your self-esteem, and your capacity to make progress. So, please go through your home and look around. And when you come across a gift or an heirloom, point at it and say out loud, "I adore this cup, cushion, porcelain doll, whatever, because it makes me feel loved, it makes me feel safe, it makes me feel happy," this kind of thing. Now, where it's become interesting. When you come across something, let's say a cup or a t-shirt, where you have trouble doing this exercise, let's say you come across a t-shirt of the annual convention of the Rabbit Breeding Association in your hometown. And you have trouble, you start like, "I adore this t-shirt of the annual convention of the Rabbit Breeding Association in my hometown because it makes me feel..." And you don't know what to say. Then this might be an indicator that this t-shirt doesn't really have a place in your home. But then you also might want to look at, do I still have to be a member of the Rabbit Breeding Association? Maybe that part of my life is also obsolete. So it's really interesting to check not only on the thing, but also on the relationship behind the thing. You might have surprises. This is a place to state something very simple. Just because something has been given to you doesn't mean that you have to keep it. And I know that this one sentence will trigger a lot of reactions. That is why we are looking at that at the end of our course and not at the beginning. Strategy, ladies. But here's the thing. It's your home, it's your truth, it's your rules. And if you are not clear about it, and if you don't mean business about them, well, who in the world will? And please, when it comes to those kind of things in your home, don't think that you can cheat yourself, as in, "It's just a small cushion, doesn't really matter," or "I can put that horrible clock into a box in the basement, I don't see it, it doesn't take up that space, and when Aunt Hermione comes, I'll put it out and put it on the mantelpiece." Doesn't work like that. You can cheat the whole world. Well, you can try, but you can't cheat yourself. And there is one place where you really don't want to cheat yourself, and that place is, you guessed it, your home. True progress cannot happen otherwise. So take your worksheet, go through the questions, and make sure that everything from someone else that is in your home is really conducive to your progress. Thank you, and I'll see you for our very last lesson in 2 days.